Real ghost stories. First story. Name: my dad grew up in an old hospital. Haunting: my dad grew up in a small town in Vermont. His childhood home was an old hospital that had been renovated into a house. He has told me quite a few stories of unexplainable things that happened there. This one, however, is probably the most bone-chilling thing that has ever happened there. My dad's sisters would sometimes hold seances with their friends from school, and one time in particular they decided to skip school and do one in a closet upstairs while everyone else was gone. Two of his sisters and a girl from school piled into the closet and shut the door. During the seance, my aunt, asked, "If there's anyone here, please make yourself known." Immediately my other aunt, S, felt a hand on her back. She jumped to the side a little bit and saw the hand coming out of a box on the floor. She said it looked dead gray and rotting. The girls freaked out and ran out of the closet. Doors and cabinets were slamming in the house and they were so scared they just ran out of the house and left it empty for hours. My dad came home from school and saw the front door open, so he figured someone was home, and was calling for A and S asking why they left the door wide open. With no answers, he thought maybe they were messing with him. He was the youngest and often his sisters would pick on him. He walked around the house yelling for them, saying it's not funny and he didn't want to play along with their stupid games. When he got upstairs, he heard a bedroom door slam. He went to the door and tried to open it, but it wouldn't budge. He banged on the door, "This isn't funny, come on, just open the door," no answer. He tried to turn the knob and pull as hard as he could, but it still wouldn't budge. He put his leg on the wall as leverage and pulled back and finally got the door open just a crack. He peeked through the crack and saw nothing. There was nothing there, nobody holding the door, nobody messing with him. Then the door was ripped away from him, shutting itself again, and he fell onto the ground. He was shocked. He got up and tried to open the door once again and it opened with no resistance this time. He inspected the room and nobody was there. Super creeped out, he went downstairs and found his sisters coming back home. He asked them what kind of game they were playing with him and they looked scared. They told him that they haven't been home for hours because of what they had seen that morning and they were not messing with him. The house actually mysteriously burned down years after this when they were all adults, and I'm pretty sure there was also a small graveyard close by where the old hospital used to bury bodies. His mom, who has passed away now, two of his sisters, and he has had many experiences in that house. However, most of them were not as aggressive as this one. I think that the seance really woke something up that day. Real ghost stories. Second story. Name: my old neighborhood. My grandpa used to own a house in the Lower West Side of Chicago, and so did my family. We grew up right across the street from him and I remember always feeling like someone was behind me at all times anywhere on his property. A lot of people had paranormal experiences there, including my mom, and her younger sister. My grandpa's building was an apartment building with 5 apartments including his own. His was the largest and the one on the top floor. When my mom was pregnant with my older brother, my dad was working as a delivery driver and would get home pretty late most nights. He is a pretty heavy sleeper and with him being tired, he was out. One night when she was about 7 to 8 months pregnant, she heard a knock at the door and woke my dad up so he could check who it was. My grandpa lived right upstairs, so even though it wasn't a very safe neighborhood, they felt comfortable doing so, thinking it was an emergency or something. When my dad opened the door, no one was there, so he just assumed that maybe something else had woken up my mom. They both went back to bed, but some time later my mom woke up again to a knock at the door. Again she woke up my dad feeling unsettled, and once again no one was at the door. She woke up again some time later, and this time when she woke up there was a lady holding a baby standing at the foot of her bed. She was paralyzed in fear, and when she was finally able to move and rub her eyes, the lady was gone. This of course scared her and made her think she was going to lose the baby. She brought it up recently, BC my brother passed away at a pretty young age last year. She still thinks it was an omen. My experience in that house is one of the few things I remember from being a toddler. When I was about 3, my aunt used to babysit me. My brother was already in kindergarten, so I remember being alone. I remember my aunt carrying me up the stairs. I was in my pajamas, BC it was really early. She laid me down on the couch and went to her room to get some things together after turning on the TV for me. She was in there for a while and I was watching Muppet Babies or something. Once again, my grandpa's apartment was on the top floor and at this point my aunt was probably like 19, so she was still living with my grandpa. I'm not going to explain the layout of the apartment, BC, this will get much longer than it already is, but the apartment was more long than wide and had 4 bedrooms, so it was pretty big. I don't remember hearing anything, but I felt compelled to look towards the back of the apartment where the dining room and two of the bedrooms were. While I was looking, I saw a tall dark shadow, I don't think shadow is the right word though, BC, it wasn't transparent, slowly moving from one side of the apartment to the other until it disappeared behind a wall. Where the shadow came from, there was a window, and my grandpa's building was 3 stories high with no way of accessing that window beside from inside. I called my aunt and she peeked out her bedroom door. I asked her who the man in the house was. I still remember the look on her face. She grabbed me and got me out as fast as she could. Don't remember what happened after that, but I know I scared the crap out of her. I also know she called my uncles and my grandpa and everyone came home to inspect the house. We eventually moved into the house across the street. It was my mom's dream house, so my dad made sure to make a move on it as soon as it went up for sale. We lived there for like 10 years and that house never stopped being creepy. You would get the most eerie feeling in that whole house. When my parents bought the house, it was just 1 story and the basement has a dirt floor. My dad redid the whole house and we had hardwood floor in both the basement and the main floor. We had a super loud iron spiral staircase to get to the basement. You could not silently go up or down those stairs. We would hear footsteps all night and every night. You would hear them come down the stairs and all the way down the hallway to my parents' room. For some reason, all of the houses on our block were super long. My dad even said he heard someone open the door to the deck and the front door a few times. Nothing super weird ever happened there except for the time some old lady knocked on the door and told my mom she used to live there when she was little. She basically said that the basement used to be a horse stable and a boy had died down there. Just a weird neighborhood, I guess. The family that lived 3 houses down from us also had a terribly haunted house. That got a lot longer than intended. Real ghost stories. Third story. Name house I rented where I was never alone. Experience. This is one of several stories that happened to me in a house that I rented with a friend of mine. This one, my wife was there to witness it. This will be my first post on Reddit, so tell me how y'all like it. About 8 years ago, a friend of mine and I decided to move into a small house outside of our town in western Indiana. It was a great place with a lake, and my mother knew the people who owned it, and me being in my 20s and living in a 1BR apartment, we jumped at the fact to move into such a nice place. After moving in, my friend and I started noticing strange things happening. The place used light bulbs like crazy. They were always popping, but we just figured it was old wiring. He and I both worked long hours and he worked odd hours, getting called out at all hours of the night, so when random lights would be on, we just assumed it was the other leaving them on. Then after the third time of me coming home and the back door being wide open and the air conditioning running, I confronted him about making sure the door was closed. He always assured me that he did. One morning it was about 9 a.m. my girlfriend, now my wife, and I were laying in bed and had been awake for about 10 minutes after a night of partying. Myself, my roommate and my mother were the only people to have keys to this house, and I always made sure to lock the door before bed. All of a sudden I hear a woman say, "Hello." Looking at my GF, she asks me, "Who's here?" I said, "Hey, it must be my mom." Me being naked, I get up out of bed to put on some shorts. Again, "Hello, anyone here?" I yell out, "Yeah, hang on." At this time I found my shorts and I'm pulling them on while she is covering up. We hear, "Hello." It came from right outside the bedroom door, and the door actually started to open, but as it did, I stopped it and slammed it shut and said, "Hang on." Frustrated, I pulled up my shorts and opened the door to see what was so important. Absolutely nobody was standing there. I first thought maybe they had walked back through to leave, so I ran through the mall's house and out to the back porch and looked out to the driveway. The only cars parked there were mine and hers, and the door was still locked. I ran back and checked the bathroom and my roommate's bedroom. Nothing. I walked into my room to find her sleepily ask me, "Who's here, babe?" I said, "You're not gonna believe this. Nobody." She snapped wide awake and told me to shut the fuck up. We have spoke about it a lot. Told the story to a lot of people, and anyone who was ever there usually had an uneasy feeling or experienced something. I have more stories of that place and several others. Hope you enjoyed this one.